Om Jnanati Nirantasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Meet someone or speak to them. We don't start talking about their intimate childhood activities for various reasons. One is that normally we wouldn't know about what someone was doing in their childhood. Another reason is it may seem inappropriate. And another reason it may seem insignificant. What does it matter about what things we did when we were 5 years old? And such etiquette is also there in dealings of the Supreme Lord. In fact, anything which may be called civilization on this plane, in this material world, is due to its closeness to the etiquette of the spiritual world, which is why pristine Indian culture is considered most laudable, because it's closest to the culture of the spiritual world. So here Kunti Devi is speaking to grown-up Krishna, who has grandchildren, talking about what he's doing in his very early childhood. Kunti Devi may do so because she's in an intimate, familiar relationship with Krishna. And another reason for this is that Krishna's childhood activities, they're not exactly childish. If some child is a naughty boy, it doesn't matter when he's 25 years old, what he's doing at the age of 5. Or in this case, Krishna, although he's unborn, and he's not really, his age or anything else about him is not really measurable. He's 125 years old. But Krishna's activities in his childhood are eternal, glorious, transcendental pastimes. So these are not insignificant activities of a small child. Krishna and Balaram, sometimes they would catch the tails of the calves who would then run in fear, dragging Krishna and Balaram in the dust behind them. This is when they're very small, they're just beginning to stand up. This is far more significant and important than if tomorrow Mr. Putin was to fire some atomic bombs on China or whatever. What is the news? What is going on in Iraq? Does anyone know? Anyone follow the news? Eating, sleeping, making, defending, killing, bombing also makes it a little more exciting than this ordinary eating, sleeping, making, defending. More exciting and more miserable. So this is the news. We're very anxious to see the news. Will Bush get re-elected as the American president? What is the latest news in the American presidential race? What is the latest sports news? Must be time for the Olympic Games to begin soon. Maybe already began. Anyone know? Some should be sometime this summer. 6th of August. Okay. So this is the news. But there's more important news. Krishna has grabbed, baby Krishna has grabbed the tail of the calf and is pulling him around in the courtyard. Stop the newspapers. Don't send them to the press. And whatever is on the front page, take it off and put this on. Major offensive in Iraq. 3,000 American soldiers killed. Take it off the front page. Put it on the front page. Krishna is holding onto the calf's tail. Actually, the news, you can all, it's more or less the same. You can just write it yourself. So many people killed, and then politicians talking nonsense. And just the dates and the names and the places change, but it's the same thing. Yamaraj, in the form of a yaksha, in the yaksha prashna section of the Mahabharata, one of the cryptic questions he asked the Yudhishthira Maharaj is, what is the news? The Yudhishthira Maharaj replied, there's a big frying pan and everyone is sitting in it and burning in the fire of time. So that is the news of the material world. In various different combinations and permutations, this is what is going on. And in the spiritual world, Krishna is dancing with the gopis, he's stealing the butter, he's taking out the cows. This is Nitya Lila, eternal pastimes of Krishna. So Kunti Devi, she is appreciating the eternal pastimes of Krishna, especially his childhood pastimes, which are difficult to understand, because in Vrindavan, Krishna is not done. His Srimad Bhagavatam is also difficult to understand, because the whole underlying theme of Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna's true Bhagavan, Swayam. Krishna is the original personality of Bhagavan. But his Swayam Bhagavata, or his position of being the original personality of Bhagavan, means that he's constitutionally, he's not Bhagavan, he's not God. We should understand the absolute truth from the topmost self-realized person. So those are the topmost self-realized persons are the inhabitants of Vrindavan. So if you ask them, is Krishna God? They say, no. He's that very naughty boy who is also very beautiful, the son of Yashoda. Well, actually, we are not theists. devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're not theists and they're not atheists and they're not agnostic. So how is that possible? You should either be a theist, an atheist, or an agnostic. There's no other position. But the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they are super theists. So they're in a position above theism because they know that Krishna is God, but that he himself, when Krishna thinks of himself, he doesn't think I'm God. He thinks I'm Yashodananda. It's like Brahma was coming and praying to Krishna after offending Krishna, superficially offending Krishna by taking away his calves and cowherd bones. Brahma was praising Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you're the origin of everything. And Krishna was thinking, who's this funny fellow with forehead saying all these funny things? Yeah, I'm just a cowherd boy, I just want to praise my friends, and then he's coming and saying all these funny things. So it's difficult to understand. It is beyond the platform of understanding. It is on the platform of pure love. That platform of pure love is appears similar to, but is quite different to that of the love of this material world, or the sentiments of this material world. Krishnendriya priti icha dhare premana. This desire to satisfy one's own senses, which is actually the position of love, the so-called love in this material world, that is simply a mundane lusty desire. But Krishnendriya priti icha, the desire to satisfy Krishna's senses, that is called prema or pure love. And that pure love of Krishna, that is the topmost position. Mother Yashoda is being praised by Kunti because she has, Yashoda Devi has this pure love without any consciousness even of Krishna being God. Kunti Devi herself is a pure devotee of Krishna. But she was appreciating Yashoda's position as being far more exalted than her own position. Name over into Navago Nashya Rapyanga Sangshaya. Prasadam Lebhire Gopiya Yattat Prapya Vimuktida. Shuddha Goswami is also appreciated. What is the position of Yashoda Devi? That the position of your Yashoda Devi, that Lord Brahma cannot imagine, it is far above even that of Lord Shiva. Nashya Rapyanga Ashaya. And even Sri Lakshmi Devi, who is directly sheltered on the chest of the Lord, but they could not, even these great exalted personalities, could not achieve the mercy that Yashoda Devi got. Prasadam, maybe a gopi, she's a gopi, a cowherd, not the goddess of fortune, not the creator of the universe, not the destroyer of the universe, cowherd. But she got a kind of mercy. She was living in the atmosphere of the mercy of Krishna's, the full love of Krishna. Krishna is the giver of liberation. But Yashoda Devi had no knowledge of nor interest in Krishna's being the giver of liberation. She got the mercy of tying him up. Krishna is the person who releases others. Releases him, but Yashoda Devi was able to tie him up. So great devotees, even great devotees like Kunti Devi, were so intimate with Krishna, they appreciated what is the good fortune of Yashoda Devi, Nandi Maharaj, the residents of Vrindavan. Shrutim Mittare, Shrutim Apare, Dharatanane, Bhai Vitaha, Ahameha, Nandangande, Yasyalinde Param Brahma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very much appreciated this verse, that some persons are very much interested in studying the Shruti or the original Vedas. Others are very interested in studying the Smriti or the corollary Vedic literatures. And others, being very afraid of material existence, they very much revere Mahabharata. But Ahamika, I'm also in this world, says the author of this verse. But I'm not thinking of this how to get elevated to the heavenly planets according to the Vedic injunctions. And I'm not thinking of how to get liberated from material existence by following the Vedic injunctions. But I'm simply worshipping Nanda Maharaj. Why should we worship Nanda Maharaj? Who is that Baba? We've heard of the great conquerors of the world. Who is this Nanda Maharaj? He's called Maharaj as if he's a big king. But he's just living in the forest and looking after some cows. King of the cows. Mm-hmm. Who's that for? But in his courtyard, he is playing the supreme absolute. So who can We can estimate the position of Nanda and Yashoda. Shukadeva Goswami also astonished at the position of Nanda and Yashoda and all the residents of Vrindavan. Ahobhagyam, Nanda Gopika Gopisa. How fortunate are they? Is Nanda Maharaj and all the residents of Vrindavan simply the Ahobhagyam? How fortunate. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He's made us aware of this. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his focus was even a notch higher, step higher. The love of Mother Yashoda for Krishna is unlimited, immeasurable. It is not possible that there is any higher love for Krishna than that of Mother Yashoda. But still the gopis' love is considered more transcendentally complete. There is nothing higher than Yashoda Devi's love for Krishna. Still the gopis' love is considered higher. This statement makes no sense. It's beyond the platform of sense. It's not nonsense, but it's beyond the platform of ordinary sense. It's achintya inconceivable. So let us worship the path of the great devotee. This is the entrance to Radha Anuga Bhakti. Radha Anuga Bhakti, we shall begin by worshipping those who are Radhatmika, those who are absorbed in who know nothing else but pure love for Krishna. But we cannot begin to properly worship the pure spiritual substance unless you become free from the contamination of the material substance. So we shall hear about these glorious pastimes of Krishna. This is our prayojan, or our ultimate necessity of life. We shall approach that through understanding our sambandha with Krishna and following the process of devotional service every day. Actually, there is no hope of us approaching the Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna. We are thoroughly unqualified. Not only unqualified, but disqualified. Our disqualifications are calm, crowd, lobe, moha, mada, patsala, etc. Thus, greed, anger, envy, intoxication, illusion, and madness. Calm, crowd, lobe, moha, mada, diya, vishta, ishad, nechari, ishe, pabe, rata, Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the rhetorical question. As long as we are absorbed in lust, anger, greed, and so on, then how can we attain to Radha and Krishna? If even Brahma, Shiva, and Lakshmi cannot attain to the Rajalila of Krishna, then what hope is there for us? We have no hope. We have no hope, but nevertheless, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us hope. He is Agati Agati. He is the goal of those who have no hope. The hope of those who have no hope. So we shall worship the Radha Pata, the path of the exalted devotees, with great awe and reverence. Pujala Radha Pata Gaurava Bhangu. This statement of Srila Bhakti Sanskar Thakur is very instructive. And how we shall worship the Radha Pata. Pujala means worship. We shall worship Gaurava Bhangu. This can be understood as breaking or transcending the awe and reverence. It can also be understood as with Saprama Sevyamana, that with worshipping the Radha part, demonstrating appropriate awe and reverence. We have heard of great devotees, Vanshivas Babaji, who chastise their devotees. We shall not do so. Even he chastised, he didn't make that. He is able to do so, we should not. We shall worship the path of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Pata, by serving him according to his instructions. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Krishna consciousness preached in every town and village of the world. So let us do that. Pray for the unlimited mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's no way we can even think of beginning to approach Vrindavan without that mercy. We should all go to Vrindavan, if at all possible. Save money, get on a plane, go to Delhi, go from Delhi to Mathura, from Mathura to Vrindavan. But real going to Vrindavan doesn't cost one copeck. It is very difficult to get enough money to go to Vrindavan. It takes time to save up so much money. But we can go without spending even one ruble, copeck, immediately. But it's more difficult saving up money. The formula is, Vishoy Charya Kobe Shuddha Hobe Man Kobe Ama Herabo Sri Vrindavan. Giving up all desires for sense gratification Making the heart completely pure, then we can actually see Vrindavan. And if we don't do that, then we can sit in a hut in Vrindavan all our lives, and we will never see Vrindavan. We can see Vrindavan right here. What do we see? Some ugly-looking apartment blocks out of the window, if you look out the window. But if our consciousness is purified, then Premanjana Churita Bhakti Galochana Sangha Sadaiva Vidyeshu Vilayam. Yang Shyamasundaram Akchintya Guna Surupam Govinda Madhi Purusham Kanahimajana. Then Sadaiva, certainly, always, we will see within our heart of hearts the beautiful threefold bending form of Shyamasundar if our eyes are smeared with the ointment of love. And we may see him and we may not see him because he may remove himself from our vision. So, going to Vrindavan is good. We should all go to Vrindavan by the what we can call the physical means and also by the metaphysical means, which is more important. The metaphysical means is by chanting. Chanting what?
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Any questions? Nothing. Everyone's stronger than down.
What should be proper mode while chanting properly? How to do it, how to chant properly?
You want to repeat the question? Mode is service mode. O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please engage me in my service.
Kunti Devi offers her prayers to Krishna. Is her original prayers, she was singing them, or Shukadeva Goswami afterwards, she composed this poetry, and he said it in the form of poetry of this verse.
Then read Srimad Bhagavatam Padmaha. Shukadeva began speaking in what is compiled as the beginning of the second canto. This is in the first canto. These verses are not repeated by Shukadeva.
Many devotees have been practicing Krishna consciousness for many years. Still they never went to Vrindavan. Is it harmful or is it in any way detrimental to their devotional service and Krishna consciousness? Or is it, does it really slow down their progress in Krishna consciousness?
One purport to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sacharya Thakur noted, he gave the names of many great devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of whom there is no record that they ever went to the Vrindavan. And he comments that many Prakriti Sahajiyas, Mayavadis, etc., superficially live in Vrindavan. So what is the better, the position of Swarup Damodar, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, or some bogus Babaji sitting in Radhakund in the water of the seven days? Of course, I can't say I don't want to make any offense against that Babaji who purportedly fell in the water and stayed there for 7 days. But I know for sure if someone came and told that to Prabhupada that his disciple had remained in Radhakund for 7 days, or that he told he remained on book distribution for 7 days, I know for sure what Prabhupada would be more pleased with, and it was not sitting in Radhakund. I narrated that story a few days ago in Sukhareva of the two sannyasis who got the blessing from the Pujari that in your next life you can be born in India and worship the deity in India.
Yes.
Prabhupada's sannyas descent. And Prabhupada said, well, you should go on back and bless this, the Pujari, but in your next life you may be fortunate to be born in the Western countries and preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. If you get the chance, go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan is our home, actually non-different from Vrindavan, but at the same time more merciful is the Dham of Navadvip Mayapur. I hear devotees that speak a lot about Vrindavan, but actually our focus should be even more on Mayapur. We can't properly appreciate Vrindavan unless we appreciate Mayapur. If you continue to distribute books, then to distribute Prabhupada's books very sincerely, then Prabhupada, who is a resident of Vrindavan, will surely take you there. He will reveal Vrindavan to you, even in the snow of Russia. Any other question?
Why love of the gopis is considered to be higher than love of the children?
I cannot say. As long as we're trying to measure, you see, this is longer than this, is it not? This distance from here to here is longer than here to here. You can see, you can understand.
It's
obvious.
Book.
But the love of Mother Yashoda is immeasurable. So we cannot say that there is any love greater than that of Mother Yashoda. So if we're trying to measure the love of Mother Yashoda, we are failures. Then we can't explain how the gopis love is. It is not measurable.